The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey everybody, we're back. We're juggling the headphones and microphones here this morning. We weren't paying attention when the music came back on, but we're back. Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
All right, we've got some callers on the line here in just a second. I like this long cord on the headphones and microphones. I can walk across the room and grab a coffee. The machine-made coffee in the room is fair. It's a little one of those little pod machines, which
when you have your coffee bar, you'll be able to do in the back.
If I ever get my coffee bar.
Or you could just go fishing.
Yeah. My coffee bar has been absconded.
I made a mistake.
No, you didn't. You did it on purpose.
I didn't think it was as big as it was.
Uh-huh.
I didn't.
Right. We bought three goldfish.
The guy fought him over buying these goldfish.
Three little goldfish, 40 cents a piece. He said, you shouldn't put them in a 10-gallon tank. I said, buddy, they're going to last a month. I said, I'm not really worried about a 40-cent goldfish. It's going to die. The other three died. You know, this is just for the grandkids to watch, and we'll replace them when they die. Well, they've doubled in size, so I told Robin, get a 20-gallon tank. We'll go that way. So here comes a 36-gallon tank the other day sitting on the porch delivered. I'm like, okay, great.
It costs less than the 20-gallon.
Mm-hmm. Excuses. So now we got to find a space for it. Anyway, we've got callers on the line. We've got to we were talking to
Brian.
Yes, Brian. Are you still with us, Brian?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks for holding so long. I appreciate that. So the question you had is, will DNR recognize? DNR should recognize you no matter what your driver's license says.
Yeah,
when you sign in, you sign in with your DNR ID number and your birthday. Did that not work?
No, it did not work. I ended up going to Clyde's, and Clyde's got it straight. That's what I was wondering, if it affects my DNR DNRID number, because I said it. Commercial driver's license, you get renewed every 7 years. I had it renewed in September.
Yeah.
Because the license number, I didn't even know Maryland changed your number. I've had that my license number all my life.
Right.
Change your number, and the website doesn't recognize that driver's license number. So
see,
you can't find your DNRID.
This is what I don't understand. I've never used a driver's license number to sign into DNR, to the Compass system. I never have used my driver's license.
Maybe I did something
Maybe initially when I set up the account, but I only sign in now with my DNR ID number and my birthday. Unless you start an account, unless you have an account with a sign-in name and a password, you can do that.
Yeah, you can create an account. I saw that.
Yeah. So
it's just very confusing.
The Compass system can be, you know, it can.
Alan, you fuss all the time about that Compass
system. Oh, I know. Well, the Compass system was designed as a political payback for a company that made contributions to the O'Malley campaign. A company who had no experience designing a system like this was given the contract to create this Compass system as a political payback, and they knew nothing about what they were doing. So it's been tweaked and twisted and turned and messed with and adjusted. And, you know, I'm assuming they spent a fortune on IT people trying to get the thing fixed from the very beginning. So
I don't know. It could be a glitch.
As
long as it don't, when I get pulled over, it don't mess with my DINRAD numbers and all that, because they had to basically issue me a new license and change everything.
Well, listen, Brian, we've talked this is the third time you mentioned that, okay? I've got the point. I can't fix it, and I can't offer you a suggestion because I've never had that experience before. So you're going to have to contact somebody in licensing and get the correct information.
Actually, if we run into somebody up at this show, babe, maybe we could ask them a question if they've noticed any problems.
I'll do my best to find out for you. But I'll say it one more time. I don't know that the driver's license has anything to do with the Compass system. So, but let's try and find out for you, Brian. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. Kurt in Glen Burnie is on hold. Let's talk to Kurt. Good morning, Kurt. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and it's Alan. And Robin. Alan and Robin, not Mr. and Mrs.
My wife loves the way you go back and forth between one another. She says, he keeps him straight, don't she?
I try. It doesn't work all the time.
I was wondering, sir, I got a problem. I live over here in Glen Burnie, and they've made all that construction down at Chanyard Springs. And
okay.
Go out to get the mail out of the mailbox, and the deer are coming up on our property. They're eating the bushes, and we have these long tubes that come down from the rain spouts. They've trampled mm-hmm. flat. Is there any way that I can keep those deer off the property? Will DNR or animal control help you with that or what?
No. No. Nope, they won't. That's on you. There are a couple commercial applications. There are a couple.
They're so beautiful.
I understand.
Bushes and they're trampling. They tore the things off the rain spouts and was trampling on them. And I don't know whether it'll trample me if I go up to them and try to run them off the property.
Usually they're more afraid of you than you are of them. So to attempt the second time to answer your question, there are commercial applications. There are sprays that you can buy.
Oh, okay.
To spray around your downspouts, to spray on your bushes.
Uh-huh. And there's certain kind of flowers you can plant.
There are certain kinds of flowers that you can plant that the deer won't eat.
Where would I get that spray?
But they love. I'm sorry, what?
Where would I buy that? Is it commercial
available? Well, lawn and garden, any lawn and garden store.
Oh, okay, like Ace?
They might have it.
Okay.
They might have it.
Okay.
But, you know, like there's some, you live in Glen Burnie, there's some giant lawn and garden stores right there on Ritchie Highway you can stop by.
Yeah, that Homewood down there on Ritchie Highway.
There's a bunch of them.
Okay.
So,
I didn't
there's
know
a
there
spray.
Was a spray that you could put around the property like that.
Yep, that's the way I'd go.
Okay. Well, I love your show, and I listen to it every Saturday. You and you ought to know.
I sure appreciate it.
I love your show. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number.
Alan?
What? Why don't you tell a joke, Robin? I got to go to break.
Okay, hold on. What did one nut say to the other nut when they were running around chasing each other?
I don't know.
I'm a gonna cashew. I'm a cashew. I blew it because I couldn't find it. I'm a cashew.
I'm a cashew.
I bought myself a book of dad jokes to keep up with Joe.
Joe's joke today said, it's said when people pass on, they head towards the light. And suddenly they realize they've been reincarnated as a moth.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. All right.
Took me a second.
Clyde Sports Shop. 10-day sale is now down to 2 days, the last 2 days, today and tomorrow. It's a store-wide sale on all fishing tackle, fishing rods, reels, and combos. Sale excludes bait and licenses, of course. Now, here's the big thing. Empty out your spools on your spinning and bait casting reels. Take them in and get them filled up with brand new shiny monofilament line for half price. Only during the 10-day sale, today and tomorrow, starting at just 1.5 cents a yard. Bring your empty spools and have Clyde's install new line. Premium mono. It can be Berkeley, it can be Strand, it can be Shakespeare. Any of the premium mono doesn't include the Power Pro braid line. So, if you're looking for a new rod and reel, Shakespeare Ugly Stick, Shakespeare Rod and Reels, Pfluger Rods and Reels, the President Series Reel is on sale. The Penn Spinning Reels are on sale featuring the Battle 3 Series and in different sizes. I mentioned all the rod reel combinations are on sale. There's kids' fishing kits available. And check out the line of St. Croix Fishing Rods. They've got live and frozen bait and minnows, licenses, rod repairs, terminal tackle, and everything for any type of fishing you want to do. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSports.com. They're open 7 days a week. Don't miss the last 2 days of the Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale today and tomorrow at Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, friends at Backyard Billy's, we talk about our fireplace or gas fireplace insert all the time. It's an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. And we shopped around everywhere to find a gas fireplace insert. And we decided on Backyard Billy's because the way they treated us. They knew the product. Their prices were good. They knew what they were doing as far as the installation. They installed everything. They helped us with the mason to put the stone, up the wall and do the chimney work. They had followed us up with great follow-up and great service, and we love the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. For us, it was the way to go. For you, it may not be. You might prefer wood or pellet stove. Enviro makes a beautiful fireplace pellet stove insert. They also make freestanding pellet stoves if you want to go that route. If you like the feel of the pellet stove, the convenience of it, that's good. If you prefer wood, there's a company that's represented at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, called Regency. Regency is the one that makes the wood fireplace insert that goes in your old fireplace, you know, that hole in the wall that sucks the heat out of the room. Well, that hole can be filled with a Regency wood fire-burning insert, or if you've got a spot for it, you know, for your primary or secondary heat and you prefer wood, Regency makes a beautiful freestanding series of stoves that you can, have installed in your house. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom. You'll be ready next fall. It's 40 degrees right now. You should have that thing running now. But if you don't have it, you'll be ready for the next time it gets cold. Why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And don't forget, they've got a big, giant selection of chicken coops. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood
is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right.
I like that song.
Thank you, Mark, for clearing up the compass system question, okay? He sent me a screenshot of the compass system. It says log in with compass account. In other words, your own account you can set up with a password and a username. The screen also says log in with an ID and birth date, okay? Then there's a drop-down that says DNR ID, license transaction code, or driver's license number. And that's what the caller was trying to sign in with, rather than his birth date, his driver's license number. Mark explains that when the caller's license number changed and he entered it, the system didn't recognize it because it wasn't on record as being attached to his DNR ID. All right? All he has to do going forward is log in with his DNR ID instead. So there you go. Cleared it up for you. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that, buddy. Appreciate that. Hey, Mark, send me some pictures of snakeheads and blue catfish. I don't know if you're going for them or not, but send me some crab pictures, too, from last year. We look forward to that. We're publishing a new magazine called Big Ass Fish. Big Ass Fish is online at BIGAZZFISH.com. And, of course, Marilyn loves crabs, too. MD loves crabs. That'll be coming out in May, so we're going forward with that. So we've got Lee, we've got Bill in Edgewood, then Ronald, then Lee. Good morning, Bill. How are you, Bill?
Hello, Alan, Robin. I've been listening for a while. It's the first time I've called in. Hey,
well, glad you did.
Has anyone heard? Yesterday I was listening to the news. You know, up in Ohio where a train wreck was, and that they were going to bring that waste down here, and the mayor's going to let them dispose of it down there at the Middle River. Wastewater?
Really?
I haven't
heard. And I'll just, you know, I don't trust the government, but they said before, oh, it won't hurt you or anything. But, you know, the oysters and all that suck that stuff in, and I just didn't know if y'all heard anything.
Well, I saw something on the news about it. I didn't follow it too much because I don't really pay attention to the local news anymore. I just don't.
Mother listens to it, so that's why I called on to it when I went
to buy
it.
And unless it has to. Well, this is definitely environmental news, that's for sure.
That was on WBAL TV.
Robin, you can't mention other stations on the air.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because, you know, it seemed like if there wasn't anything, why are they shipping it around all these other places? You know, it seems like keep it up there. I'm sure they got wastewater places to try to. You know.
Yeah, I don't. I understand. Yeah, they got some big cities in. They got some big cities in Ohio, don't they?
Yeah, and they got.
Yeah, they should be able to handle it.
Some arm plants and stuff.
Yeah, they should be able to handle it. I don't. I don't know what makes Baltimore special. I mean, they can't contain their sewage system to keep it from flowing into the harbor.
Exactly.
I don't know why they think they could control this contaminated wastewater.
It's Clean Harbor that's bringing it down. There's a place right in Baltimore the company that's bringing it down, and Brandon Scott's letting them, so you know they're getting money from them to dispose of it. So.
Well, the company's getting paid probably by the federal government or the railway company. So,
yeah.
Well, let us check it out, Bill. We'll see what's going on. Thanks for the call. All right. Ronald in Baltimore. Good morning, Ronald. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Allen, to you and Miss Robin. Helping y'all.
Miss Robin.
The show and y'all at the fair and everything.
Miss Robin, Ronald wants to talk to you.
Sir?
What's that?
I said I enjoy listening to the show and everything there.
Oh, I know you do, Ronald. Thank you. Miss Robin, say hi to you here in a minute.
Hello there, Mr. Allen.
We'll tell her you said hello.
Howard County Fair and everything today and everything, you know.
Yep.
Morning, Ronald.
Yes, sir. Yes, good morning, Miss Robin. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, Allen, I love listening to the show in the morning. Next week, I'll be moving there. Over here on Green Spring Avenue.
Uh-huh.
You know, to assistant living home there, so, you know.
I got it. Well, I hope you can still listen. I hope you can still call in, Ronald.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't want to disturb my daughter. And so, yes, sir. And y'all have a wonderful day and take care.
All right.
I'll be listening to the show. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Thank you, Ronald. Take care now. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Doing good, Alan. And Robin, good morning to you all.
Robin took a little break. She stepped out for a second. So.
Well, breaks are good. Hey,
yeah, they are. yeah, they are.
Can't get enough of them.
Exactly.
Something I didn't know that was still going on, Alan, is the... Refall projects within the Chesapeake Bay and tributaries and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Going strong.
Very strong. I went to, I hope I can say it, a CCA banquet in Virginia.
Sure.
My daughter was giving away a fishing trip and supported the CCA and their many projects they have. But I was part of the MSSA, and they did through a fellow who's deceased, Bill Hubbard, a great man who instigated, got the Memorial Stadium reef created with the rubble from the old Memorial Stadium. A lot of people don't know that all that rubble ended up in the bay to create a tremendous reef that supports quite a fishery.
No question.
But it was just good. I had been out of the picture with reef balls. It's great. It's huge beneficiary, you know, to the fishery. And another thing I didn't realize is they do this stuff off the coast. They put these reef balls, and there's different size, and they come up with different materials and whatnot to make them where they last longer. As we know, with concrete, it deteriorates.
Right.
But to hear the project.
Monty Hawkins is big on that project offshore.
Yeah, it's. I was just amazed at how the. These things are made, and just to hear that the that it's still going on. It's always so positive to hear about things that are being done for the bay. That
sure
to enhance people, it. And,
just by way of explanation, what you're talking about is a reef ball, and it is a sphere made out of concrete that's got holes in it. And becomes habitat almost as soon as it hits the bottom of the bay. The fish begin to swim in and out of it. The crabs hide in it. The little minnows hide in it. It becomes part of the bay. It becomes overgrown. And you can imagine it's like a little igloo there on the bottom of the bay with many entrances and exits. And when they're dropped in a series, they create a reef that is just home to all sorts of things. I mean, the oysters and shellfish attach to it. The microorganisms and the things that feed on them, you know, are there. It starts to grow certain grasses and things like that, and it just becomes its own little structural habitat there. And when you place these all over the bay, you've created, you know, wonderful places for fish and crabs and everything else. All the life that's part of the Chesapeake Bay continues to grow. So it's a good program.
Yeah.
Anybody that wants to use a search engine and go for Chesapeake Reef Ball, they'll be able to find a myriad of products or of links to things that you can see who's doing all this stuff. So,
if one of the Bill Hubbard, he would get Boy Scouts troops. I think they would earn merit badges or whatnot and school.
I remember.
To help.
Yep.
Yeah, to get the help. Build these things and
great. Yep.
Maybe
I guess.
a small one for your new fish tank.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think we have one in there. The algae eater hides in there.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, all right, buddy.
It's good to hear about these projects still continuing, and I always like to pass on what I see in here.
I attended one of those reef meetings, I think, when the Woodrow Wilson Bridge was being destroyed, and they were considering putting that in the bay, and they needed funding for that. There was a meeting in Annapolis, and, I remember Marty Gary was there, and the folks from some of those fishing organizations that you remember, and, you know, representatives of Woodrow Wilson and the people that were doing the deconstruction of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and it was quite a project, no question. It was MARI, M-A-R-I, Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative.
Yeah.
Still in effect, still going on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Alan and Robin. You all have a good day.
Can anybody hear me? Can you hear me, Aaron? Okay, I hit the wrong button here on the... All right, I hope we're going out over the air. I can't hear myself in my own ears anymore, but we'll try to... There we go. All right, I'll try to fix it. I just hit the button here the wrong way. So, all right, let's talk about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Why not? Spurry's Tire Service, you know, I called Brent the other day, had a little... light come on. I know Tacklebox Tim called me one day when he was on his way to the ocean. He had a hole in his tire. He called him and stopped by, and they fixed the tire right away. I mean, they're just good, accommodating people. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your farmyard, your barnyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors, all the farm machinery, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrows, they can do it all. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on or your tire sensor failure light comes on, they can fix that too. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That number, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires for Spurry's Tire Service. You know, our friends at Backyard Billy's, you've put it off long enough.
And it's time because spring is here. Take a look in your backyard. Picnic table needs replaced. Time to get rid of that. Put it out in the alley. Let the folks haul it away or haul it to the junkyard. Stop by Backyard Billy's. Check out the complete selection of tables and chairs. And they're poly. They're going to last for a long, long time. There's hardwood, too. Outdoor and patio furniture, including those tables and chairs. They've got those Adirondack chairs that rock and swivel and just sit there. They have some beautiful colors in all of that. Why not? And you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. You also find dog kennels and a variety of chicken coops if you've decided to go the backyard chicken route with the price of eggs. You know, I'm waiting until they get to a dollar a piece before I do anything as far as getting chickens, and I have chickens next door. Anyway, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, check out the barbecue grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. There's a tremendous assortment of fire pits, outdoor fire pits, and fire rings for that backyard, you know, gathering, that little bonfire that's, you know, you want to contain, or if you just want to cook some hot dogs and marshmallows and s'mores with the kids. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow. How about that? All right, we're back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Glad to hear from you. Robin and I are at the Howard County Fairgrounds this weekend, today and tomorrow. Show opens at 9 o'clock, closes at 6 today and 4 tomorrow. I'm there with the team from Bucks, Bears, Stags, measuring deer for the record book. We have measured well over 400, somewhere around 425 animals for the next record book, the 2023 second edition of Maryland's Finest, and that will be coming out this fall. So that's a lot of animals and a lot of stories and a lot of measuring, and our guys are the best at it that can be found in the country, in my opinion. We, you know, encourage people to have their animals entered. Last week we were at the National Archery in the Schools program. There were 500 kids there, and it was quite an event, quite an event. A lot of great people, a lot of great parents, and teamwork as far as these kids shooting, and competing for, basically just bragging rights. And it was good to be there. We measured a brand-new Boone and Crockett bear that happened to be a roadkill. Weighed 487 pounds. It had been tagged in Pennsylvania. It came across the border, got struck on I-68 near Finzel, Maryland, which is up there in right on the borderline of Garrett and Allegheny County. And it's just a tremendous, huge bear. The bear's skull measured over 20 inches, which qualified it for the national Boone and Crockett records, as well as in a good high spot in our Maryland record book. But it's owned by the DNR. It was a picked up, it's in our picked up category. That's the second bear that was picked up in Maryland by the DNR that made the record book, both local and national. But we have measured a minimum of four picked up animals where people have found their skulls, you know, whether they're shed hunting or, you know, working on the highway or whatever they're doing. And the biggest one is a state record. It's well over 22 inches, which is major grizzly bear size. That's how big this bear was. That skull was dragged in to a barnyard by the family dog. It was missing its front teeth and still the largest bear ever recorded in Maryland. So we keep looking for those gems. We keep looking for those big picked up deer that, you know, guys are finding while they're shed hunting. You know, EHD has taken its toll on a lot of large bucks here on the shore, lower shore, upper shore, southern Maryland through the years. And those animals can still be recognized, even though they weren't taken by a hunter. You know, that's what we're all about. We basically honor the animal and recognize the hunter. So that's a way to honor an animal, get it in a record book. And, you know, you're the guy that found it. Your name goes in the record book as the owner of that record. Of course, anything that's picked up needs to be tagged. Any antlers, not shed antlers, but any skull with the antlers attached, you need a no-kill tag. You can get that on the aforementioned compass system. A bear needs to be taken to a local DNR office. They're all over Western Maryland, and they have a supply of tags there. They'll tag your bear. It's like four questions. Where did you find it? What's the closest landmark? What date did you find it? And what conditions, you know, were you shed hunting or, you know, walking in the woods or whatever it might be. Nobody's out to investigate anybody or anything like that. They just want to collect the data points on these shed or these dropped skulls, these dead bears. They want to find out, you know, the different information. Where was it found? How big was it? And that all helps build our database about our black bears here in Maryland. So there you go. But we're there at Howard County Fairgrounds this weekend. We will be there. Let's see. What do we got? Oh, there's what I'm getting. Okay. Let's see. We're getting some texts. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? Okay. We lost a large portion of the backyard billy spot, and I'm hearing we're going in and out for whatever reason right now. Are you noticing anything on your name, on your end, Aaron? Yeah, that could be it. That could be it. So, all right. Well, we'll have to make up our spot here for backyard billies. I'm not sure if it's me moving around, not having the microphone close enough to my mouth or whatever. I'm new at this. So, going in and out a lot now. It could be the signal, too, Aaron. It could be this fact that we're on Robin's hotspot, and we need her phone a little closer, but we'll see how that works out. Say? Okay. So, Robin's getting ready. I hope she'll come back and give us the exit 648. Okay? So, okay. Thank you. That should be better with the phone closer. So, yeah, I don't know. It should be just fine. All right. What are we going to talk about? Let's see. Well, I hate dead air, but I just kind of lost for words here in the last few minutes of the show, trying to figure out what to talk about. So we talked about the show. What's that?
What other events are coming at the show? Anything interesting?
There's a trout pond there at the show. Kids can come and catch trout. There's just a lot of outdoor stuff, oriented stuff. There's I guess there's some crabbing supplies and some archery supplies and a lot of fish and tackle guys and turkey call guys and probably deer scent guys and things like that. That's kind of who was there last year. And so we'll know more today when we get there because I didn't have a chance to look around last night, but I saw that the place was filling up a little bit, and we basically dropped our display and put it together and headed back out to dinner. There wasn't much else for us to do, and there weren't a lot of people there, and it wasn't just conducive to looking around last night. But we will today. Robin will get her scooter out, and she'll make the trip up and down the aisles and come back with some good stuff like she always does. You came back with some good cookies or fudge or something last year, didn't you? Well, fudge? Yeah. So, very good. Let's talk to Ralph in Pasadena. Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
My son Hunter and I are heading down to the Eastern Shore to go do some upland bird hunting. Hunter got his hunter safety card last fall and took him out and got his first deer. And
nice.
Earlier this year we went out for the Youth Hunt Day sponsored by the DNR. And,
right.
Hunter stuck it out for the whole day. He never got a shot off going goose hunting, but his mentor there, Stephen Holt, invited him to go up and bird hunting since he didn't get a chance to get any shots off on the youth day, so that's where we're headed.
That upland bird hunt is fun. That was the first hunt I took my grandson on. Went to a shooting preserve, and we jumped some birds, some pheasants. And the owner was a friend of mine up in Pennsylvania. And he took him, he said, "How do you shoot?" And he says, "I guess okay." He said, "Well, we're going to find out." And he pulled the trap out and some clay birds and my grandson, Jacob, shoot almost a box of shells. And when he was satisfied that Jacob could hit the clay bird, that's when we turned the dogs out and went after the pheasants.
Oh, yeah?
And we had birds come out, and we shot a couple birds. And the last bird of the day, the bird takes off, and it's flying, flying, flying. And I'm like, "Oh, man, shoot, Jacob, shoot." And the bird's getting further away, pow, and he stoned it. And I'll tell you, nobody happier than Grandpa. I don't think he even knew what happened. I was just ecstatic when that boy, pulled the trigger and that pheasant dropped out of the air, And you'll experience that today if it all works out for you. That's so good. That's so great. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. I'll get a chance to get the birds out and get out there and do some shooting.
Oh, yeah. Well, good luck. Good luck. Send me some pictures.
Yeah, we'll do that. Hunter's here with
Ellis. Oh, Hunter. Hey, good morning, Hunter.
Good morning.
How are you doing? How old are you, bud?
I'm good. I'm 12 years old.
12 years old. And you got your first deer?
Yes, I did. Last fall.
That's awesome, Hunter.
That's great, man. That's great. Do me a favor. Send me a picture. I'll put it in a magazine if I get your dad's permission to do it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors is the email address. You can find it on my website that's connected with the station, ellisoutdoors.com. Okay?
Stay on top of Grandpa. They don't always remember.
Yeah, Grandpa's, well, that's his dad. But, yeah, I don't know.
Dad, never mind. Stay on top of your dad.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, congratulations on the deer. Good luck today. Sorry you didn't get a shot at the goose, but, you know, let's see what you can do on the pheasants and the quail today.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Hunter, you enjoy your hunt, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. All right, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Always a pleasure.
That's my favorite part of this whole thing.
I know it. Yep. Thanks, Ralph. Appreciate the call. I think he's gone. Okay. Cool. So, we do have a fee increase coming for our hunting license this fall. The legislation passed, which gave conservation funding for educational purposes, about $1 million to the DNR to fill some positions that it needed. The hunting license fee increase passed. The Seek a Deer tag for residents and non-residents also passed. $10 Seek a Deer tag. Stamp, I guess it is. A few other minor increases, and all this goes to help us with more wildlife restoration funds coming from the federal government. The past 10 years, there's been $100 million left on the table for conservation because of the price structure of our hunting licenses. So that's been remedied to some degree. What did not pass was Sunday waterfowl hunting. That was excluded. It was amended out of the bill for Sunday waterfowl hunting for ducks and geese. That came out, but everything else passed. So that'll be pending a few procedural things. That'll be on the governor's desk probably next week. So that's one thing that happened. Just thought you'd like to know. And we can talk about that later. We'll talk about the effect of RSAs. Maybe you read the article about ducks being fired out of cannons on RSAs and that type of thing, which is just total misinformation. But, you know, we'll talk about that. Hopefully next week we get a chance to do that back in the home place. Right now it's time for me to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop and their 10-day sale. The final 2 days, today and tomorrow. Store-wide sale, all fish and tackle and 10% off, fishing rods and reels and combos on sale. Featuring Shakespeare and Fluger. The Shakespeare Ugly Stick is there. The Fluger President Reels, which are nice, they're on sale. The Penn Spinning Reels, like the Battle 3 series, are all on sale. Kids Combos, and don't forget to take a look at St. Croix. The big thing is, though, take your empty spools for your spinning reels, your casting reels in there. Clyde's will fill it with premium monofilament line for half price, starting at just 1.5 cents per yard. Take your empty spools, and they'll wind that line on there, that quality mono, whether it's Strand or Berkeley or Shakespeare, whatever you prefer, they'll take care of you. And don't forget to check out the St. Croix rods. For live and frozen bait and minnows, licenses, rod repairs, tackle for any type of fishing, it's Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, since 1957. Clyde Sports .com, Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, .com is the website. They're open 7 days a week. Don't forget, Backyard Billy's. They've got chicken coops. They've got dog pens. They've got dog runs. They've got anything you need for your backyard, including tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs. They've got great grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. There's gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. And when you go in the showroom, you'll be amazed at some of the beautiful patio furniture and great-looking garden decorations, a large selection of fire pits and rings. You can count on Backyard Billy's to supply anything you need for your backyard, your go-to place for making backyards fun. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Where are they located? Just off Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. They're open 7 days a week. Stop by today or tomorrow. You'll be glad you did. Your backyard's going to look just great. Backyard Billies. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Come and visit us today at the Howard County Fairgrounds for the Maryland Outdoor Show. And prayers to one of my family's home states, Mississippi. They lost 21 people last night to tornadoes. We are blessed. Think about them.